It's time once again for that gentleman with the cheap pocket watch and a bucket full of Chico sticks, coming to you directly from southern New Mexico, where the women are beautiful and the men are finely groomed. He's bringing back the nickel soda pop, and he's here right now because this is the Jason Kirkman Show.
Well, howdy, friends and neighbors. It is that time once again, so grab yourself a dish of chocolate-covered peanuts and a cold Dr. Pepper. Me, I think I'll go for that unsweetened iced tea. Kick back and relax, because this is the Jason Kirkman Show, and yes, I am that smile-cracking cowboy. I've got a great show lined up for you, direct from Studio 312 in the Tularosa Basin of southern New Mexico. It's where the women are beautiful, and the men, well, the men are finely groomed, and I'm one of them. Let's get started with all the fun we have here every week, shall we? That was Johnny Rivers with the Rockin' Pneumonia. Here are the Drifters with Under the Boardwalk.
Oh, when the sun beats down and burns the tar up on the roof, and your shoes get so hot you wish your tired feet were fireproof, under the boardwalk, on a blanket with my baby, that's where I'll be.
Under the boardwalk,
out of the sun.
Under the boardwalk,
we'll be having some fun.
Under the boardwalk,
people walking around.
boardwalk, boardwalk.
From the park you hear the happy sounds of a carousel. You can almost taste the hot dogs and french fries they sell. Put a blanket with my baby, is where I'll be.
Under the boardwalk,
out of the sun.
Under the boardwalk,
we'll be having some fun.
Under the boardwalk,
people walking above.
Under the boardwalk,
we'll be falling in love.
Under the boardwalk, boardwalk.
Blanket with my baby is around me.
Under the boardwalk,
out of the sun.
Under the boardwalk,
we'll be having some fun.
Under the boardwalk,
people walking above.
Under the boardwalk,
we'll be falling in love.
Under the boardwalk.
It wasn't just rock and roll history that was made, it was American history, and it happened on July 18, 1953, when a very young Elvis Presley, aged 18, walked into a Memphis recording studio located at 706 Union Avenue there in Memphis. It was Sam Phillips' Sun Record Studios. He would record a pair of songs, My Happiness and That's When Your Heartaches Begin, for his mother. Here's that original, My Happiness, from Elvis Presley at age 18.
Evening shadows make me blue. When each weary day is through, how I long to be with you. My happiness, every day I reminisce, dreaming of your tender kiss, always thinking how I miss my happiness. Years it seems have gone by since we shared our dreams, but I hold you again. There'll be no blue memories then, whether skies are gray or blue. Any place on earth will do, just as long as I'm with you. My happiness, a million years it seems have gone by since we shared our dreams, but I'll hold you again. There'll be no blue memories then, whether skies are gray or blue, any place on earth will do, just as long as I'm with you. My happiness.
He had a very extremely and impressive varied resume before finding his true fame, and that incidentally happened after he turned 60. As a young man, he worked hard as a farmhand and a streetcar conductor before working for different railroad companies across the South. He lied about his birthday so that he could serve in the United States Army in 1906, and before he was discharged, he even spent some time with the military in Cuba. Aspiring to be a very famous attorney, he studied law by correspondence and practiced in justice of the peace type courts in Arkansas until a courtroom brawl with a client ended his legal career. He operated a steamboat ferry that crossed the Ohio River between Kentucky and Indiana, and he later sold life insurance and automobile tires. He was even known to deliver babies. There was nobody else to do it, he recalled. The husbands couldn't afford a doctor when their wives were pregnant. Who was this farmer, soldier, streetcar conductor, lawyer, doctor? Well, you know him as the creator of the world's best ever oh-so-good fried chicken, Colonel Harlan Sanders.
There's a certain dish they always make in the South, and when you eat it, boy, you find it melts in your mouth. Now I'm the guy who ought to know how good it can be, 'cause my mammy always used to make it for me, and it's that southern fried chicken I'm raving about. It's the kind of food that I just can't do without. Now here's the recipe, try it and you'll see, when you serve it, everyone will say, you butcher for a chicken, he'll do the rest. Tell him what you're cooking and he'll send you the best. Clean off all the feathers and the nothing but skin. Cut it into pieces and you're set to begin making southern fried chicken that's fit for a king. Pass another plate, well look at that, there's a wing. Here's the recipe, try it and you'll see. When you serve it, everyone will say, woo! Some flour you have added seasoning to. Roll the chicken in it and then here's what you do. Fry it all in deep fat until people appear. Well, they're sniffing and they're saying, what you cooking in here? They'll be glad when you show them that chicken a rough. Pass the plate again, son, I just can't get enough. Well, here's the recipe, try it and you'll see. When you serve it, everyone will say, you got the recipe, so why hesitate? Try the southern dish and man, you'll say that it's great. Serve it with potatoes, make them french fried, you know. And don't leave out old chicken, he's the star of the show. 'Cause it's southern fried chicken this recipe's for. Don't pass me that plate, son, I can't eat anymore. Well, I'll try maybe one more gizzard.
Friends and neighbors, thank you so much for listening to this edition of the Jason Kirtman Show, and thank you to all the station owners, managers, program directors, and all the people behind the scenes that make it possible. I'd like to thank 88.9 FM KHII Cloudcroft, our anchor station, and 97.5 FM in Alamogordo, New Mexico, our sister station, our other sister station, KTMN 97.9 in Cloudcroft, New Mexico. Then there's the Leading Edge Radio Network in Dallas, Texas, Oldies Radio 104.3 FM in Cairo, West Virginia, WVPV, proud to be first in Ritchie County. Also, Hawaiian Pacific Radio out of the beautiful islands, Q-Star FM Radio out of Florida, WYAP 107.7 FM serving Clay, West Virginia, and W-Rock Radio, WLOR.net in Boston, Massachusetts, AM 1700 Radio Richmond out of San Francisco, and Classic Hits 1630 AM out of Denver, DeepOldies.com and DarkClassicsRadio.com. Also, WRSG 91.5 serving Middleburn, West Virginia, Knights Radio, WFSN serving Union City, Pennsylvania on 96.7. The American Senior Radio Network out of Vancouver, Washington, Sunny 105.7 WUUK LP serving Crawford County, Pennsylvania, and our foreign affiliates, Radio Satellite 2 serving Paris, France, and Tasman 97.7 FM serving Southeast Australia. Thank you all so much for carrying the Jason Kirtman Show. Now, don't forget to spend time with the ones you love. It's so important. Take time with them. You're listening to the Jason Kirtman Show.
Out of the night when the full moon is bright, comes the horse and the known as sorrow.
There once was a little boy whose family was very wealthy. One day, his father took him on a trip into the country where he intended to show his son just how poor people live. So they arrived to a farm of a very poor family, and they spent several days there. On their return, the father asked his son, "Did you like the trip?" "Oh, it was great, Dad," the boy replied. "Did you notice how poor people live?" "Yes, I did," said the boy. The father then asked his son to tell him in more details about his impression from their trip. "Well, we have only one dog, and they have four of them. In our garden, there's a pool, but they have a river that has no end. We've got expensive lanterns, but they have stars above their heads at night. We have the patio, and they have the whole horizon. We have only a small piece of land, while they have endless fields. And we buy food, but they grow it. We have a high fence for protection of our property, but they don't need one. Their friends protect them." The father was stunned, and he couldn't say a word. But then the boy added, "Thank you, Dad, for letting me see just how poor we are."
"I went to the country just the other day to see my Uncle Bill and sort of pass the time away. I asked him how I'd been since last I'd passed his way. He rubbed his chin, and here's what he had to say. My wife's been sick, and the youngins too, and I am darn near down with the flu. The cow's gone dry, and the hens won't lay, but we're still living, so everything's okay. The hogs took the cholera, they've gone and died. The bees got mad and they left with a hive. The weevils got the corn, the rain rotted the hay, but we're still living, so everything's okay. The porch rotted down, that's more expense. The darn old mule, he tore down the fence. The mortgage is due and I can't pay, but we're still living, so everything's okay. The cow broke in the field and hit up the beans. The darn rabbits, they got turnip green. And my ma-in-law just moved in to stay. But we're still living, so everything's okay. My land's so poor, so hard and yellow. You gotta sit on a sack of fertilizer to raise an umbrella. And it rains out here nearly every day. But we're still living, so everything's okay. Well's gone dry. I have to tote the water up from the spring, about a mile and a quarter. My helper, he quit for lack of pay, but we're still living, so everything's okay. The house, it leaks. It needs a new top. When it rains, it wets everything we got. Chimney fell down just the other day, but we're still living, so everything's okay. The cornmeal's gone and the meat's run out. Got nothing to kill to put in the smokehouse. The preacher's coming Sunday to spend the day, but we're still living, so everything's okay. The canned stuff's spoiled, or else the jars got broke. All we got left is one old billy goat. We're gonna have a new baby about the 1st of May, but we're still living, so everything's okay. My crop is rotted in the ground. I asked for another loan, but the banker turned me down. But we're still living, and we're praying for better days. So after all, everything's in pretty good shape.
You could buy a whole pack of chewing gum for 5 cents. And a box of laundry detergent was only 11 cents. If you wanted to get your missus a new sewing machine, well, that was going to put you out about $28. You could also get a dozen lemons for 25 cents and a can of pork and beans for dinner for only 10 cents. If you wanted to buy a 7-room house just ready for the electrical appliance, well, that was $5,200. President Woodrow Wilson was in office, and his vice president was Thomas R. Marshall. The population of the United States was 104,514,000. The 18th Amendment prohibited the sale of alcoholic beverage, and that was ratified that year. Dial telephones were introduced by the American Telephone and Telegraph Company, and Albert Einstein's theory of general relativity was confirmed when the Royal Astronomical Society sees the predicted effect during a solar eclipse. The number one song that year was After You've Gone by Marian Harris, and in number two, it was I'm Forever Blowing Bubbles by Burn Selvin. Number three was the same song, I'm Forever Blowing Bubbles, but by Henry Burr and Albert Campbell. Number four was Al Jolson with I'll Say She Does, and the number five song that year was John Steele with A Pretty Girl Is Like a Melody. What year was it? Well, it was 1919.
I'm forever blowing bubbles, pretty bubbles in the air. They fly so high, nearly reach the sky. Then, like my dreams, they fade and die. Fortune's always hiding. I've looked everywhere. I'm forever blowing bubbles, pretty bubbles in the air.
I'm forever blowing bubbles, pretty bubbles in the air.
They fly so high, nearly reach the sky.
Then, like my dreams, they fade and die. Fortune's always hiding. I've looked everywhere. I'm forever blowing bubbles, pretty bubbles in the air.
I'm forever blowing bubbles, bubbles in the air. They fly so high, nearly reach the sky. Then, like my dreams, they fade and die.
Fortune's always hiding. I've looked everywhere.
I'm forever blowing bubbles.
Well, it is time, folks, to say goodbye, but I would like to remind you, as I do every week, that if you're planning on any vacations or getaways, don't forget to check out all we have to offer right here in the beautiful land that I am privileged to live in. I'm talking about southern New Mexico. You can check out all we have to offer at alamogordo.com, coolcloudcroft.com, and newmexico.org. These sites are always linked at my website, which is, by the way, in case you haven't heard of it, jasonkurtman.com. That's C-U-R-T-M-A-N. Don't forget to spend time with the ones you love this week, especially with the kids. It's so important. Also, don't forget that today's program is brought to you by sudsysoapery.com and mysudsycrate.com, where the checkout code is always the word Jason. I'm going to leave you with a fantastic song by a fantastic artist named Sam Cooke. That's where it's at. And I'll see you next time on this fantastic station right here for the Jason Kurtman Show. In the meantime, you have a good week. God bless.
Lights turn away now. With someone you love so, and that's where it's at. Yeah, your world turned upside down. You're making not a sound, no one else around. That's where it's at. Let me tell you, your heart beating fast. You're knowing that time will pass, but hoping that it lasts. That's where it's at. Oh, yes, it is.
yeah, oh yeah,
oh yeah.
But let me tell you this one thing. To say it's time to go, and she says, yes, I know, but just stay one minute more. That's where it's at. Oh, let me say it one more time. That's where.